previous year, we discussed the four shlavim, the four stages in Bias Mashiach. And today we are going to discuss which stage is the most important stage. Obviously, the most important stage is the goal, is the end. Because that is when you actually go out of Golos. That's not a question. Obviously, we want the main thing, we want the Poel Mamish. We want to get out of Golos. But in every event that happens, you have what they call the turning point, where the story takes a change. And sometimes one little thing changes the whole story. L'Havdil Elef Havdalos, they have in the world of sports many times, they have this concept of which play was the turning point in this game, so to speak. Which, in other words, sometimes one small thing can change the momentum for an entire team. So in the Shlavim of Geula, what is the turning point? The turning point, in this case, is the most quiet of the four stages. Stage number two, where Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu that you are going to be the Goel Yisrael, that is the turning point from Golos to Geula. Because at this point, Geula is going to happen, Geula is going to get into action. At this point, you can already say the Geula has begun, because Moshe Rabbeinu has been hired to take the Eden out of Golos. He will now start doing activities which will result in the Eden leaving Mitzrayim. At the same time, you're not allowed to bring your Korban Pesach then, because it's not Pesach yet. On the other hand, you can say that the Geula process has begun. And you're going to see the changes which come with the Geula process. The same is true in the Geula Achreina, which is coming after this Golos. The main thing, the changing point, what we are waiting for, what's going to make it different than all previous generations, is when Hashem tells the Goyal Achrin that you are the Goyal Achrin and I will take you out of Golos. You are going to take Yidden out of Golos. This is the key. Now, it's very important to understand. When that happens, you don't start acting like the Geula has come. For example, there's a law that when Mashiach comes, you stop fasting. That happens when Geula happens, when you're actually in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis HaMikdash and Karbonis. But on the other hand, can you say that we are in the times of Geula? The answer is yes, if that stage has happened, because the process of Geula has begun. The activities of Geula has begun. In middle of the Makis, do you think the Eden felt that they were in Golos or in Geula? Both. They were still in Mitzrayim. But already Geula was already part of the reality. The world has changed. The Mitzrayim had changed. Their enslavery has changed. There was a whole different mindset. So was it Golos or Geula? Both at the same time. The Simcha of Geula was there, but the Dinim of Golos still applied. What stage are we holding now? The Rebbe has told us that we have the Hisgalos of Mashiach in a real way. This happened on Aleph and Beis. Which means, Ledaiti, and again I stress the way I understand, that the Eibishter has come and told the Rebbe that you are the Goel Achren and it's time now to take the Yidden out of Golos. That's how I understand what it means, the Hisgalos of Mashiach. The Eibishter has revealed himself to the Goel Achrin, and has told him, Herzachain, it's time to take the Eden out of Golos. You have been hired to take the Eden out of Golos. From that point on, the focus changes. Mashiach has been hired, and he will now start doing activities to show that he's working on the world to take the Eden out of Golos. Now, someone may say, so why doesn't everyone agree with it? Why don't we see it? Because there's a process. When Moshe Rabbeinu came, there was also a process. Just because Hashem told them, you are the Goyal Achrin, a lot of Yidden doubted him. Even holy Yidden doubted him. It got harder for the Yidden. It does not mean that the process of Gula is not in action. Just because it didn't happen in one day, it took a long time for Moshe Rabbeinu, from when he was hired to take Yidden out of Golos, until he actually did. That is not a contradiction to the fact that the process of Gula has begun. And here's the key point. Once he's been hired, there is no going back. The only time Averis can stop the process is to stop the hiring of Melech HaMashiach. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. Before Mashiach gets hired, so then Averis can stop Hashem from doing that. What was different from this generation and all other generations? Because the Averis stopped Hashem from hiring the great CEO named Melech HaMashiach. He couldn't do it because of the Averis. The budget was too big. He could not hire a new CEO. However, once through the Avodah of Yidden and through the tremendous Hafatz of the Rebbe, the Mefzoyim, all these things that were going on for all those years of the Nesias of the Rebbe, so now the Rebbe says that we are Zoicha. And there's been a hiring, there's been a selection, and there's been the beginning of the process of Gula. And that's why you find an interesting thing. If you open up the Sikha of Yutes Kislev, Tov Shin Nun Beis, you'll find in Mugadika Sikhas, not a Sikha which was not checked over. We know many times the Rebbe would say things, but when he was checking it over for public use or public consumption, so to speak. So there were changes, modified, for, you know, there's what the Rebbe tells Chassidim, and what the Rebbe expects the world to get from the Sichas. And many of the strong Lashonis were taken out. And that's why if you see a Mugadika Sicha with a strong Lashon, you can understand the great Mesiras Nefesh that the Rebbe puts into it. But if you open up the Sicha, you'll find a very, very interesting thing. The Rebbe says, it's page 123 in the Dvar Malchus, Matzi Chagul Yutes Chav Kislev B'Yechidus Klolius. This is checked over by the Rebbe. U'befrad B'Yemeinu Eile Yomois HaMashiach Shebehem Nimtzoim Achshav, which we are found now. And the Rebbe underlines Yomois HaMashiach. So what does that mean? We're in Yomois HaMashiach. What's going on? Very simple, that we are in that zone. We're now in stage 3. When Moshe has been hired and he's doing the activities of Melech HaMashiach on the Goyim and on the world. And this is a key turning point between Golos and Gula. Therefore, when the Rebbe says, the Nevuah of Hinei Zeh Mashiach Ba, what the Rebbe is telling us, Mashiach is coming, and right afterwards there was this change. Moshe Rabbeinu was hired. And it's a tremendous step. At this point, there's no turning back. The reality of Mashiach is in the world. Now you're going to ask, where do we see a change in the world, Poyomamish, from then till now? And this we will discuss in the next year.